Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Beyond Time and Space in SGWF podcast. Today we are recording on Saturday, October the 12th, 2024. This episode will cover Galactic Wrestling on October 7th, Titans on October 9th, and Paragons on October 11th. So our first big news item is the rivalry series between Sugar and Spice and the Fierce Ladies is over. Sugar and Spice won the series 4-2 on Galactic Wrestling on Monday. Sugar and Spice won a KO elimination match, so that put them up 3-1. And then on Wednesday's Titans, Fierce Ladies won a best 2 out of 3 falls, Extreme Rules Falls Count Anywhere match, where the Witch submitted to Maddie Hunter. So that put them down 1-0, and it looked like Sugar and Spice was going to just wrap it up right there and win 4-1. But then Sergeant Rivera, I guess looking at the submission, got fired up and pinned Maddie Hunter and then the Baker to win the match for their team. So they took a 3-2. So they continued in the series again with their backs up against the wall, made it 3-2. Fast forward to Friday's Paragon show, and Sugar and Spice won the steel cage match. Now, the funny thing here is that Sergeant Rosa Rivera left the cage first, and it looked like, okay, great. So now there's only one Fierce Lady left to get the hell out of the cage, and then the team can win the match, and then we're going to force a seventh match. However, unfortunately, it meant that the Witch was on her own. Now, I don't know if this was a miscommunication between Sergeant Rosa Rivera and the Witch, or was it just Sergeant Rosa Rivera was like, let's get the hell out of here, and the Witch was like, nope, I'm fighting. I don't know what happened, but it basically left the Witch to fend for herself against Maddie Hunter and the Baker, who ganged up on her, beat the living snot out of her, and both left the ring at nearly the same time. I think the time differences was 4 seconds. So Sugar and Spice won that match, also winning the series. Not really sure what's going to happen with Fierce Ladies. Is this just a small breakdown in communication? Are they going to be able to resolve this? Now, this wasn't a title shot, even though Sugar and Spice are the tag team champs. And funny enough, the tag team champs, Sugar and Spice, who also hold the money in the bank for the women's tag team titles, so they kind of secured that. Winning the series granted them a title shot to be used for the women's tag team titles for the next 90 days. I think it expires January 11th, 2025. So Sugar and Spice are going to be in the women's tag team title scene for at least the next 3 months. They have a stranglehold on title shots there and the actual belts themselves. So moving on, just with the results from the 3 shows that we had at Galactic Wrestling on Monday, October the 7th, we had Sora Kimura won the gauntlet. He defeated Marko Vujicic, Devin Fox, and Dr. Bacon, and dominated, like definitely, the men's SGWF champion, Big Bad Bobby D. Now, this match was only for the men's net title, but because he was also the men's champ, it was a big deal. Big deal. Big congratulations for Sora Kimura. He's also pulled a Zynda. The last one was done by Hughes on July 31st, 2024. So it's good to see that we're still getting some Zyndas getting pulled, especially having that 2.5-year drought of no Zyndas. It was crazy. Okay, the rest of the show, we also had Reese Omega win the Women's Battle Royal, and that was the first win for her. And funny enough, she actually she was at the end with her friend and tag team partner Hannah Finch, and she had to eliminate her in order to win the Battle Royal and move on to take on the women's net champion Alexia Wen, who she then defeated. So Reese Omega is your new net champion, holding that title for the first time, holding any title. This is her first belt, so congrats to her. We also had Sugar and Spice winning the KO elimination match against the Fierce Ladies, Phantom winning the triple threat against Zaymont and Van Size, Jen Savage defeating Claire Redfield, Special Ops defeating the Assassins, Maple Marksman beating Diana Wonder, and Danny Weaver winning the triple threat against Circa Rose and Velvet Dove. Now, moving on to Wednesday's Titan show, we've seen some stuff going on between Pretty Boy and Mario and Captain Spaulding. The last time we kind of tuned in there, we saw Captain Spaulding beating the living snot out of Pretty Boy and Mario behind the scenes. And we never really saw what the outcome of that was. But, we were pretty sure that we were going to be seeing something, right? So Pretty Boy and Mario was booked in the first match of the show in a triple threat. Didn't win that, but he waited in the gorilla position. And people were like, why is he there? And he wasn't saying anything. He was just waiting. And the very next match, Baby Firefly was coming out, and they never said anything to each other, but he went with her down to ringside. And it seemed like he helped her or just wanted to be there with his presence. Now, whether that was because he does want to go assist her, or, wants to be in her corner, or is he putting the screws to her father, Captain Spaulding? We don't really know. However, later on in the show, when Captain Spaulding was in his own match, Pretty Boy Mario attacked him before the match could actually start. Spaulding had no idea that it was coming. Mario beat the snot out of him. Spaulding carried on with his match, lost. And at the end of the match, Mario came back out and they started to fight up on the ramp. And we had to get our security folks to come on out and split them up. This isn't the end of what's going on between these two. And I'm just kind of curious what's going on with Baby Firefly. Like, is this something on the side, or is it intentional to mess with Captain Spaulding's head? We don't know. We'll find out, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. The other matches that we had on Titans, where we saw Carnage winning the triple threat, again, pinning Big Bad Bobby D, the men's champ. He won the triple threat, and it was like he pinned the men's champ. So this is twice now that the men's champ, Big Bad Bobby D, has lost, and it could signal a downward trend for the champion. He should be defending the title at Halloween Havoc on November 1st, unless somebody does a cash in beforehand, which is possible. You never know. Like, people can purchase those. It costs quite a bit, but still, it could be concerning if I were Big Bad Bobby D. The other matches that we had, Baby Firefly defeated Hannah Finch, Velvet Dove defeated Large Marge, Brummy defeated Anthony Jindrak, The Maulers defeated The Dominion, Alex Samuels defeated Dante Moon, and then in a champion versus champion match, we had The Witch taking on Reese Omega. Reese Omega, on the previous show, had just won the net title, it was a non-title matchup, and how and it was just how it worked out was that these two were going to face each other. The Witch did defeat Reese Omega, so you know it, it just showed to Reese that you know maybe you know the net title is a good stepping stone, but maybe she's not quite there for the show title, right? Because the Witch is the Women's Canadian Champion. We had Diamond Kazarian defeat Captain Spaulding after the interference from Pretty Boy Mario. Olive Oil won the triple threat, defeating Isabella Carey and Sergeant Rosa Rivera. Basically, what happened was Sergeant Rivera put on her finisher on Isabella Carey, was going to go in for the pin, but Olive Oil grabbed her, threw her over the side of the ring, and went in and got the pin. So basically stole Rivera's pin, got the win. So it could possibly be leading to a one-on-one match next week. We're not sure. We'll have to see. And we finished off with the Fierce Ladies defeating Sugar and Spice 2-1 in an Extreme Rules Falls Count Anywhere best 2 out of 3 falls match. So that made the series 3-2. And then our final show of the week was just last night on Paragons, Friday, October the 11th. The Respectful Rivalry, as I like to call it, as we had been told and what people had heard, some people had seen. Now, we hadn't seen it on screen, but people back there had seen that they were like, hey, you know what? You're awesome and you're awesome. Let's, you know, like fight with honor. Sure. But apparently it went by the wayside because after Maple Marksman defeated DeForte, Maple Marksman put her through a table. And I mean, clearly it's not very respectful at all, right? So we're not sure, like in terms of power rankings, like we're pretty tight with power rankings. DeForte, despite her first win against Marksman, she is not super high up in the power rankings and may not be given a number one contender shot. Now, she could argue that, well, she beat the champion in a non-title match and she may deserve it because of that. We'll be looking at all these stats pretty soon, and we'll be making a formal decision shortly at the end of this coming Universe week, which should be coming up on next Friday or this coming Friday. We also had Yuse continuing to beat the living snot out of everybody. He won the triple threat, defeating Sephiroth and Teddy King. Yuse went on a winning streak where he was winning everything. He got to War Games and lost both the net title and lost his championship shot against Mighty Might for the hardcore title, I believe. So he lost his first two matches on the same night. And since then, he's back and I guess kicking it up a notch. So whomever he's going to go up against for the number one contender or any titles or anything, they need to watch out because Yuse is on another streak again. So we'll see if this time he can convert those title shots to actually winning a title, you know. We had Candy Mandy defeat Svetlana Borochiev. Now, after the match, there was a lot of yelling heard from the Misfits locker room, because apparently they have their own special room. It's secured from Russian influence and spies and all that kind of stuff. Because as we know, Elizaveta Usov and Svetlana Borochiev both fled Russia to avoid the things that are going on there with the government and all that kind of stuff. Now, the rumor is Usov is not super happy with Borochiev's performance as of late. Now, I don't know if this was just like a little pep talk because they are friends. So we'll see how this plays out, I guess. We also had Arlandi defeating Jinx. We had the new net champion Sora Kimura defeat Tomax in a non-title matchup. Poutine Pounder has defeated Full Body Press. Now, this was a match where Full Body Press was at their peak, I feel. Like, they had never performed better, and they still could not pick up their first win. Now, I think they should still be proud of their performance, but it could be concerning, because they're now 0-3 as a team, that they just can't get a win together, right? And if they want to be able to challenge in the tag team division, yes, they get some power ranking points based on their solo matches. However, they still need to be able to convert regular tag team matches in order to get them up into the title scene. So we'll see. We're going to talk with Blob soon, and hopefully we'll have a video on that pretty soon, shortly. Not really sure when. I can't really say a date, but it really depends on how quickly I'm able to piece everything together, because he had it was quite an interesting excursion that we had, let's just say. We also had Lilith Knight defeated Maddie Hunter. She defeated her by pinfall, but the funny thing here is that Lilith Knight is now 4-1 against Maddie Hunter. Maybe not so funny for Maddie Hunter, but I mean, Maddie Hunter's got to find a way to win some matches. Like, she's 1-1, but it seems like Lilith Knight has her number. We had Zaymot pull an upset, defeating Chris Redfield, doing something that Tomax couldn't do over Sora Kimura, which, I mean, that kind of makes sense because Sora Kimura is kicking ass. Elizaveta Usov won the triple threat against Scarlett and The Baker. Now, this is the second time we saw The Baker coming out with the same red-colored hair as Scarlett, so we're going to see, like, we're not really sure why this is going on. Like, we're not sure if there's, like, a glitch in the space-time continuum, or if The Baker is intentionally coloring her hair the same color as Scarlett's hair. So, not really sure what's going on there, but we'll find out, I guess, later. And our final match of the show of Paragons was Sugar and Spice winning that cage match against Fierce Ladies, where the witch was kind of left alone or decided to stay alone, but that was a big mistake because Baker and Maddie Hunter both escaped the ring nearly at the same time, leaving the witch in their dust and winning the series. So that's pretty much all the news that we have for this week. For next week, going forward, daytime streams. Oh, right. We are going to be doing daytime streams. So where we were doing Monday and Fridays at night, we are now going to be doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So the same 3 days, but we're going to be intending to start at around 1 p.m. for each of those days. The intent is to free up the evenings and, as a shoot, let me, as a dad, be available for the kids if they need me for homework and all that kind of stuff, right? So, and a shoot. So that's going to be the schedule going forward, and we will adjust as needed. Now, I know we said Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but the next Eclipse show will actually be Sunday, tomorrow, October the 13th. I think around 1 p.m. Eastern, it will be Eclipse. Normally, this would be on Monday, but we have Thanksgiving dinner during the day, so there's no way I'm going to be streaming at night because I'm going to be passed out and trying to deal with, you know, some family. Anyways, yay, family. Anyways, on the Eclipse show on Sunday, the goal is to go live at 1 p.m., but it may start later, maybe like 2, 3, 4, 7 possible. Please keep an eye out on Discord. I will post there. We will be having a Lurker Reward match for Taven. He's selected Beard Brothers taking on the Poutine Pounders. On Wednesday, October the 16th, we'll be live at 1 p.m. Eastern for Nova. There will be a Lurker Reward match that I won, and I selected a steel cage, best 2 out of 3 falls, pinfall submissions only, so there's no cage climbouts and there's no knockouts. It will be Devin Fox against Stone, two former partners, friends. Stone was a member of the Dominion, and now definitely has not been for a good year or so, and we're going to get them going head-to-head in the steel cage. And for the rest of the week, the final show of the week, Friday, October the 18th at 1 p.m. Eastern for Galactic Wrestling. That will be the end of Universe Mode Week 3. We have the Men's Net Battle Royal. Big Bad Bobby D is in there looking for a rematch, because if he wins that, he will take on Sora Kimura once again. We will have the Women's Gauntlet. Alexia Wen is in there looking for a rematch as well. If she wins that, she'll be taking on Reese Omega. So the net titles will also be defended on that same show. Sora Kimura and Reese Omega will be defending the winners of the Battle Royal and the Gauntlet. And there will be a Lurker Reward match that I won again. I won a tag team match, and I've selected the Crimson Twins to take on Buck Wild. Buck Wild hasn't gotten a match yet, although they may be wrestling on Nova. I think they will be, I think, with how everything's falling. So it won't be their debut. Buck Wild is the team of George and Stone. George Costanza and Stone, they should be debuting on Wednesday, and then they'll be wrestling again on Friday with the Lurker Reward match. And then I think that's it. Then we'll do another show. So if you wanted to reach out to me, you want to submit anything, you want to add like a little sound clip, that's cool. Please keep it relatively family friendly. And you can reach out to me on Discord via DMs. You can send me email at stone@stonegrasp.com, or you can reach me on Subspace. Now, I prefer Subspace because it's really quick, fast, but, you know, most people don't have that option. Sorry. But, you know, anyways, so typically best option is Discord. If you want to submit anything and or deliver some feedback that you may want read on the show, because we will read it on the show. That's it. Y'all have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Beep, bop, boop. This podcast is copyright 2024 and is property of the SGWF. It may not be copied, altered, or retransmitted without express permission from us.